We are here at the beginning of day two, three, four, I've lost count.
Official day two.
Officially day two here at the NAFQ annual conference, the 49th one, by the way. And look who I ran into, Vanessa Stanfield. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Good. Hey, just a kind of a quick question. How's the show going so far? What are you hearing?
It's great. It's great. Lots of great credit unions here, and we are excited, Finney's excited to be able to hear what credit unions are saying and what they need.
Yeah. Speaking of saying, vendor due diligence, that's what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And my first question to you is, why is this so important right now?
Because if credit unions don't get it right, then they're exposed to an incredible amount of risk. Mm-hmm. And the NCUA has said that this is critical, and there's specific guidance around it, and so it has to be done.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Because this is something, I've been in the industry since like the mid-90s, mm-hmm. not the 1890s, but the 1990s. Feels like it sometimes. But this is something we never really heard about. I mean, it was there, but we never really heard about it until recently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's interesting. If you go back and take a look at the guidance, it's been out there, to your point, for a number of years. Mm-hmm. However, because of the increases that we're seeing in activities in the risk world, mm-hmm. The NCUA has taken a deeper look in terms of enforcement.
Right.
I think that the examiners are really focusing in on vendor management due diligence in a way that they haven't in the past.
Okay.
And so as a result of all this activity on the regulatory front,
right.
Credit unions are now, you know, really, really having to address it head on.
You're kind of clamping down, I hear.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of that, there's a whole herd of people coming in here, by the way, and, but there's a lot of folks here. So anywho, you wrote a white paper.
I did.
And addressing five key due diligence questions that credit should ask their vendors. So
yep.
Let's go over the first one here briefly. I mean, the first one's all about being protected, right?
It's member information,
okay.
Right? I mean, you hear a lot in the news right now. You know, there's identity theft. There are obviously a lot of concerns around organization's ability to protect member information. And so it's critically important. You know, Graham Leach Bliley, Reg P, for those who are, attuned to the regulatory world.
Yeah.
So credit unions have to be able to demonstrate that they have, that they're the vendors that they partner with,
yeah.
in addition to themselves,
mm-hmm.
have the appropriate controls in place to protect member information.
Gotcha. All right, number two, certification.
Certification. So, yeah, so this would be, there's SSAE 16, mm-hmm. there's PCI, there's ISO, mm-hmm. and these are all kind of third-party independent certifications mm-hmm. that are handled by an objective or provided by an objective party,
okay.
that really kind of speak to the controls that a vendor has in place. You know, are they protecting data information? Are they housing it in a secure environment? If they're using credit cards, is that done securely?
Right.
So those are kind of all of the, those third party, and that's the key. It's not somebody within the vendor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a third party independent kind of evaluation that's being done.
And credit unions like to see those certifications.
Oh my gosh, they absolutely like to see those certifications. So you want to really be dealing with a vendor that has that kind of ready to go.
Gotcha. All right, number three here, experience. That's pretty much a go-to thing.
Yeah, you think, right?
Yeah.
And it is common, but I highlighted it in my white paper because I don't know that that it's as top of mind as one would think. So when the NCUA comes in to look at a credit union, one of the things that they are looking for is some proof, some evidence that the credit union knows that vendor. And one of the things they need to do to be able to demonstrate that is say, you know what, they've got experience. I've done my competitive analysis. I have, I've assessed that as a critical element in my selection process. And so, yeah, you know, you want to deal with somebody who has experience, somebody who's able to demonstrate that and provide evidence.
All right, number four here, reporting.
Yeah, so you can have all of the controls in place that you want to have.
Yeah.
You can have hitting everything, but if you don't it goes back to evidence. Whenever you're talking about regulations and regulators coming and look, they want to see evidence. And so credit unions need to be dealing with vendors that are able to not just have everything in place in terms of controls, but are able to provide reporting
to substantiate
its evidence.
Right.
Absolutely. And they want to be able to monitor the performance. You can't do that if you don't have the evidence or the proof.
Well, understandable. All right, last one, financially stable. Very important these days.
Very, very important.
Especially after the recession.
Absolutely. So, you know, you want to deal with a vendor that's going to be around. Right?
Yeah, a little bit.
And so you want to really, really pay close attention to the financials. You want to take a deep dive. A lot of times they're posted right online even. But that is a critical element that, a credit union has to be able to, demonstrate, again, to the regulators that they've taken a look at, because it is so critical. You don't want to have your member information, as an example, being handled by a vendor that's not stable, even financially, because that has implications down the road, right?
Of course. All right. Last question here. Where can we find this white paper? Where can we find this information? Because it's so timely right now.
Absolutely. You can find the white paper on the NAFQ website.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, we'll go search for it there. Here we go. Vanessa Stanfield, everybody. Well done.
Thank you so much.